Duncan and Stella's story illustrates that people can and do make strides out of poverty largely through their own initiative. The story also highlights how hard it can be to make those strides, especially in settings where there aren't good job opportunities, and that it's often multiple and simultaneous investments in small businesses that enable families to get ahead. In this case, what you see is over a long period of time, Duncan and Stella are able to make a series of smart and what turn out to be high return investments that enable them to grow and improve their economic situation over time. The first investment is in a training course that enables Duncan to get the skills to become a driver. Later on, he invests in a motorbike and runs his own Boda Boda taxi business. And most recently, Duncan and Stella build property that they use to earn rental income. So what was really key is this pattern of disciplined savings, mostly in livestock and through informal savings group that help them to build up useful stores of value and then use those stores of value to seize opportunities as they arise. Duncan, for example, tells us how his merry-go-round savings groups help him save money that he would otherwise use carelessly. So when we think about the link between finance and poverty reduction, I think this story suggests that we should pay attention to the role that assets can play in improving the productivity of people's skills and effort. So is there an opportunity for the financial sector in Kenya to find ways to make it easier for households to finance assets that both can pay for themselves in the long run, as well as provide higher earnings for households, giving them a better chance to make strides out of poverty?